This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. We ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We ever so grateful to be here in the land of the living, even though it may be wet on the outside. Hallelujah. Out here in the Louisiana area, we are still grateful that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Savior of our soul, shines brightly inside. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humble ourselves and need thy mighty hand today. Just to thank you and praise you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just to thank you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides me, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today, let me decrease and the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. Hide me behind Calvary's cross and on these lips of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you in advance for answering prayers and honoring requests, most of all, for saving souls for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God, it's Apostle Dudley Tebow with Providence Lisa Tebow coming to you today in that name. That's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible with me, I would like you to open it up right now to the book of Matthew, chapter 7, and we'll be reading from verse 24 through 29. Matthew, chapter 7, verses 24 through 29. And the word of God reads, "Therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine and do them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." Hallelujah. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And when the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat it upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. This is the word of God for the people of God. The grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. We serve an awesome God, a God that sits high and looks low, a God that knows all by name the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are thankful and grateful. Just in the next few minutes, amen, if I may give you a thought, something to really consider. Tonight, we're going to be talking about is your video lining up with your audio? In other words, do your walk with Christ match up with your talk? Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. People of God, talk is cheap. That saying is old, but it still carries so much truth in it. You see, you can say anything you want to, but your words don't mean much until they are back up by your action. I'm going to say that again. People of God, talk is cheap and very cheap. That saying is old, but it still carries so much truth in it. You see, you can say anything you want to, but your words don't mean much until they are backed up by your action. People of God, we live in a culture where truth is foreign and lies are the norm. This is what we are seeing out here in this United States of America that we are living in and throughout the world. In the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, it says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abound therein with thanksgiving. Yes, the question may be asked, do your walk with Christ match up with your talk? In other words, is your video lining up with your audio? Just because someone says something, it really does not mean anything at all. Anybody can talk, but it takes a person of character and integrity to follow through in their action. Yes, the question may be asked, what is character? Well, character is about doing what is right, regardless of what is convenient or popular. It doesn't compromise the core principle and values of who you really are, both inwardly and outwardly. You see, both in your behavior and relationship. People of God, qualities such as faithfulness, honesty, integrity, trustworthiness, loyalty, honor, dependability, and even good old-fashioned manners are the basic to good character. Yes, this needs to be repeated, because in 2020, when we look around, people of God, qualities such as faithfulness in our lives, honesty, integrity, trustworthiness, loyalty, honor, dependability, and even good old-fashioned manners are the basics to good character. There are very few Christians these days, even here, even now in 2020, that exhibit, that displays these types of traits. Many unbelievers that is watching our lifestyle as believers of Christ, children of God, they are considering us to be a bunch of hypocrites. And if the truth be told, in some incident, they are right. That's why we got to be careful how we carry ourselves. Believers of Christ, if we want to win the lost for the Lord, lost souls for Christ. But they will not listen to us if our life is not lining up with God's word. In other words, that we're saying one thing and doing something else. So that's why when people look at our lives, they must see that, they must see for themselves consistency, not inconsistency. Because our message may be saying one thing, but our lifestyle is saying something else. Again, it goes back to the question, do your walk with Christ match up with your talk? Is your video lining up with your audio? Yes, time is time for change. Change has to come. Our walk as believers of Christ must match up with our talk. To be a Christian, a believer of Christ, it means to be like the Anointed One, Jesus Christ, to be truly filled with the Holy Spirit. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 18, the Word of God says, "And be not drunken with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit." You see, God's will is that believers of Christ be filled with the Holy Spirit. That is, that they are to allow God to fill them with His own life, character, and virtue. As believers of Christ, being filled with the Holy Spirit, it does not excuse us from the necessity of developing Christian character traits that conform the reality of Christ in our lives. To be filled with the Holy Spirit, it requires us to be Christ-like, meaning that our attitude, our motives, our words and deeds must be pure. Because the God that we serve, He's a holy God. Yes, God desires for us to live holy. As believers of Christ, a person of character, virtue, and dignity must also be a God-possessed person, overflowing with spiritual zeal. These two qualities go hand in hand and are absolutely inseparable. Yes, God wants us to line up with His word, line up with His will for our lives. He wants us to be, hallelujah, in tune with His Holy Spirit, in tune with Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus said in the word that my sheep knows my voice, and no other voice will they follow. In order to know more about Jesus, in order to be entangled, tied up, wrapped up in Him, we have to abide in the Lord. Abide in Him. He is our source. He is the one that we need to always be connected to. He's the tree and we are the branches. People of God, true spirituality is not evident by our ability to quote scriptures from the Holy Bible or for us to pray eloquently. Also, for us to lay hands on the sick or to cast out demon spirits. Rather, it is evident by the way we treat one another. The Bible says that people will know us by the love we have one to another. Do your walk with Christ match up with your talk? Is your video lining up with your audio? Only you know, and God knows. Yes, we're supposed to be the light of the world. We're supposed to be, hallelujah, we're supposed to be a light shining in dark places. Yes, believers of Christ, we all have an assignment to do. We all have a lane to follow. Run in our lane so that we can be efficient and effective for the glory of God. So people of God, we should not present a different personality in public than what we do in private. There should be always consistency between who we are and who we appear to be. Because character is the measure of our Christ-likeness. So listen, we all have grown up to do on a spiritual basis because none of us have arrived yet. None of us is fully developed yet in being conformed to the image of Christ. Bible says, hallelujah, that we should be led by the Spirit of God. Romans 12, verse 22 says, brethren, be ye, thank you, Lord. Listen, we all have grown up to do on a spiritual basis because none of us have arrived yet or is fully developed in being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. We are all Christians that are under construction. Yes, believers of Christ, character does not develop overnight. But it is a lifelong process of being more and more like Jesus. That's why we are thankful and grateful for God. God is a patient God. God will take us, put us on the potter's wheel. He will take us, stretch us, make us into vessels set apart for the master's use. He will stretch us, hallelujah, and mold us into the vessel that is useful for his glory. So character is developed in the trials of our everyday living, which forms also through conflicts and through spirit-led self-examination. Hallelujah. Bible says for us to examine ourselves to make sure that we're in the faith on a daily basis. So as we honestly evaluate ourselves by recognizing our flaws and taking the necessary steps that is needed to overcome them, do your walk with Christ match up with your talk? Here again, in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 24 through 29, Jesus, he's talking. He says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Jesus is giving us encouraging words of wisdom. He is letting those that are listening to him speak. Again, he says, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and do them, is letting us know that we can't just hear the word of God, but we have to do the word of God in our lives. It's not enough just to hear. You have to hear and do. Here he says, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Everybody that is a builder, that is in construction, knows that before the frame of the building is laid, it must be built on a solid foundation. That way, it can hold the weight of the building that is being erected. And also, when the rains, when the elements descend, when the rain comes and the flood comes, hallelujah, and the wind blow and beat upon that house, and it will fall not, for it was formed, it was founded upon a rock. It was founded on a strong foundation. We as believers of Christ have built, our house is built on a rock. If we are honest and we are built up in Christ, he is our rock. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is our Lord of lords and King of kings. And then it goes on and says, and, which is a conjunction. It says, and everyone that hear these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Here it is giving us a difference between a strong foundation that is founded on the rock compared to a man that is foolish, that is building a building, his house, on sand. You see, sand will fade away. Sand will not hold the weight of the house. That's the reason why in the natural, when we have a house form built, if it's built on a slab, it's built upon mixture of cement mixed with other elements that will tighten up and strengthen the foundation, that when the house is built, concrete slab will not crack or break. And that's what we as believers of Christ on a spiritual level has to be built up in Christ. Again, it's not, hardly, it don't happen overnight. It's a lifelong process that takes place. That's why we have to allow the Spirit of God to bring all truths into our lives by studying the Word of God, by through prayer and fasting, and asking God to strengthen us in areas where we are weak. As long as we in this flesh, we are liable to sin. As long as we in this flesh, we are liable to fall short of what is expected of us. Yes, expectation in life sometimes has consequences that is not favorable in our behalf. Remember what the word says, what you sow, you shall reap. So we want to make sure that we are sowing in the right foundation. We are living a life, first of all, that is pleasing to God and that is pleasing to those that are watching our lives. Remember that we are epistles read of men. Our life lifestyle will affect not just us, our families, our friends, and those, our neighbors, those that are watching us very closely. When we say that we are Christian, we're supposed to be Christ-like. We're not supposed to just say Christian in words only. No, when we are Christ-like, the attributes that Christ illustrated, we as followers of his, must be like him, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Again, it goes on a little further and says, and it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these things, the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. This speaks volumes. It gives a testimony how Jesus taught. He taught with authority. You see, a lot of people may have the credentials, but they may not have the Holy Spirit in them and working through them to be efficient to those that are hearing. When a person is spirit-filled and spirit-led, people will see a difference in the person's life. They may not know you from Adam, but they will say, that's a true man or true woman of God, because of the fruits that is has shown in our lives. So do your walk in Christ lined up with your talk. God is good and worthy to be praised. We serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God and a God that is able and willing to meet our each and every need. So people of God, in order to be successful in anything, you need to be committed. Commitment and hard work on your part will pay off. Here in the scriptures, shared in Matthew 7, verses, 24 through 29, Jesus, he points out that there are pretenders among us, among them, the crowd that he was speaking to. These people were putting on an act on a daily basis. Jesus called them stage actors or hypocrites. Yes, Jesus spoke with boldness, as we should do ourselves as believers of Christ. Jesus said that God would not reward them for their praying and fasting are given, because it was all done to draw attention to themselves, to make people think that they were closer to God than they really were. Yes, when we look around, we are not trying to judge, but we are praying for people, for believers of Christ, as well as non-believers, those that God have placed upon our heart to pray on a daily basis. We as Christians supposed to be different, acting different, and also living different from the world. Remember when we was bound up by sin and we was drawn, and because of the sin nature, we were drawn by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. But we gave our heart to Christ, and we came to him, tore off from the flow up. God accepted us in his beloved family when we gave our life to Christ. So as believers of Christ, we owe him. We owe him a debt that we couldn't pay. It was Jesus Christ who became an ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. He shed his blood for the remission of all sin. And as we know, as we are mindful and thankful this night for everything he has done and is doing. The question again is stated, something for you to consider. Do your walk with Christ match up with your talk? Yes, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, because of who you are.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. We worship him because of who he is. He is God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in truth. The God that we serve, he is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But we thank God for everyone that is listening in and those that will be listening at a later date. We just hope that the word of God will just minister to your soul. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon his word. God looks over his word to perform it. He goes to and fro looking for those that dare to believe and take him at his word. His word is already settled. It's settled in heaven, and his will is that it be here settled on earth as well. So again, when we are talking from Matthew 7, verse 24 through 29, here, when Jesus get ready to conclude his teaching, it says, he wanted the people to be on guard, but those that are least than genuine when it comes to a matter of faith. Yes, many people is going around, hallelujah, now, even during this pandemic, even during these times that we are living in. And they are labeling themselves as Christians, as believers. Jesus said that some of the people can talk a good game, a good talk, but they are not the real deal. And I'm not talking about Holyfield. I'm talking about being real for God. The word says in Isaiah 1 and 18, come let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. Jesus was letting the people know, and he wanted them to look deeper. And the question he wanted them to ask was whether a person's work or a person's walk matches up with his or her talk. In other words, Jesus put it this way. Do people pick grapes from thorn bush or figs from thistles? You see, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. You see, a good tree cannot bear bad fruits, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruits. So by their fruits, you will recognize them. See, Jesus is looking for some evidence that what you are saying is being backed up by what you are doing. I'm going to say that again. Believers of Christ, Jesus is looking for some evidence that what you are saying is being backed up by what you are doing. Do your work with Christ. Do your walk with Christ matches up with your talk. Child of God, you should not have any problem allowing Jesus to change your life and for you to live out the commandments he have instructed you to live by. Believers of Christ, too often we see Jesus' commandments as something like a buffet. We choose enough to live on, but we leave our least favorite ones alone. Children of God, all of them should be followed and lived out. You see, we can't treat the Word of God like a buffet that have been set to where we can pick and choose. No, we must obey all of His Word and live them out. Sure, there'll be areas in our lives that maybe struggles will come that we may not be ready to let go. But God knows, and He can help us. That's why we got to examine ourselves on a daily basis to make sure that we are in the faith. Jesus said that the commandments should be put into practice, not pick and choose, but lived out to its fullness. Yes, the consequences of our action will determine, hallelujah, will determine the lifestyle that we have. Child of God, it is one thing to pray, to be forgiven, but it is a different matter for you to forgive someone else. It is also one thing to know you should not be worried, and it's another thing to worry. Hallelujah. We all have to get to that place of knowing not to be anxious. Because the Bible says, for us not to be anxious, but through prayer and supplication, making our requests known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Also, brethren, brothers and sisters in Christ, it is one thing to love those who love us, but it is another thing to love our enemies. God commands us to love our enemies. Put them in God's hand. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So, child of God, it is also one thing to be insulted or wounded, but it is another thing not to take vengeance. Hallelujah. Because God, He knows how to handle people. He knows how to deal. All we need to do is do our part and serve Him on a daily basis. It is one thing to work hard, to have nice things in this world, but it is another thing to be generous and to store up treasures in heaven. We are commanded to do so as believers of Christ. That's why our mind has to be conformed to God, to His will for our lives. Jesus said, when you practice what you have taught, it is like a wise man who have built a house on the rock. Sure, when the winds come, when the wind blows, and when the rain comes, and the streams rise and beat against the house will not fall, because it has been built on a rock, solid foundation. But on the other hand, on the flip side of the coin, Jesus also says that if we don't put His word into practice, then we are foolish. We are like a man in the scriptures that we read who built his house on the sand. And when the rain came and the streams rise and the wind blew, then the house came crumbling down and fell greatly. You see, the winds will come. Excuse me, the rains will come, and the streams are going to rise, and the wind are going to are going to blow. The question is, will your house stand or fall? If you don't think that your house will stand on a spiritual level, today, don't put it off until tomorrow. Come to Jesus tonight, right now. He is the solid rock. He is able to save you by his grace. So commit your life to Christ and begin living life as one of Christ's disciples. Question again, maybe ask, do your walk with Christ match up with your talk? Here again, in the scriptures that were shared earlier in the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, it says that ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord. So walk ye in him, rooted and built up in Christ, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Do your walk with Christ match up with your talk? You see, again, expectation in life is full of them. So, people of God, for us to walk in Christ, it means that we live our lives in such a way that we can regulate our conduct in accordance with what Jesus wants us to do. It is all for us to do daily. It is all about our conduct and our attitude. It is all about living a life in harmony with Jesus Christ. So, child of God, living for Jesus, again, it involves a process. In order to have a walk that match up with your talk as a believer of Christ, it begins with being rooted in him. You see, the rooting, it takes place when you, as a child of God, give your life to Christ. Yes, believers of Christ, we are to be rooted in Christ. Yes, child of God, we are to be rooted in Christ. Just as plants draw nourishment from the soil through their roots, so the believer should draw life, given strength from Christ. You see, plants will die unless it has something in which its roots can dig into and draw nourishment and stability from. As a child of God, some of us are trying to live a life like we are not rooted, or we are rooted, but we refuse the nourishment that Christ offers us. In the parable, when Jesus was speaking about the sower, he talked about spreading the seeds of the gospel to people, in people's lives. And he said that some of the seeds that have been sown would fall away from some of the people that the word as seeds was sown into their life. They will fall away from the word, because when time gets tough, they have no root. According to Matthew 13, verse 5 and 6, it said some of the seeds fell upon stony places where they had not much earth or soil. And immediately they sprung up. But because they had no deepness of earth, in other words, their roots didn't go deep. It stayed shallow. And when the sun came up, they were scorched. And because they had no roots, they withered away. So, child of God, being rooted in Jesus Christ, it means that you are allowing your root system to grow deep in the Lord. So you are constantly drawing nourishment from Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, the foundation of your character is being built from your relationship with Christ. Do your walk with Christ match up with your talk? If you want to succeed and be successful, live for Jesus, then make sure you are feeding on the Word of God and that you are surrounding yourself with his Word. Child of God, a walk that matches your talk should progress to being built up in Christ. You see, once you are rooted in Christ, you then move to being built up. You see, the building up is a continuous process because you are never, and you are to never stop being built up in Christ. Being built up in him is what the Christian life is all about. You see, when we come to Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, when we give our life to him, it tells us that we are a new creature in Christ. So therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passing away. Behold, all things are become new. So as we walk in Christ, we are in the process of being built up to be like Christ. Do your walk with Christ match up with your talk? Also here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse 20, it says, and having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself as being the chief cornerstone. Child of God, once again, the way you are built up is by spending time in God's word and by spending time in prayer. The Bible says, for us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Spend time in prayer, according to Luke 18 and 1. The B clause of the verse says, hallelujah, men ought to always pray and don't faint or don't lose heart. People of God, we are being built up for a purpose. Here in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, it says, you also, as lively stones, are being built up a spiritual house by a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So people of God, a walk that matches the talk process is to have an established faith in Christ. We should move from being rooted to being built up in Christ and being established. And being established in Him. You see, the term established is a legal term that deals with the guarantee of a contract. If you have a contract, which is the covenant between you and God, you can be sure that you will receive in that contract. As we are being built up in Christ, we start to realize that God actually delivered on His promises, both positive and negative. If our faith is weak, we will never be able to withstand the difficulties in life because we will not trust God. And here the word says, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, all of our ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our path. Do your walk with Christ match up with your talk? Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. We just thank God for the word tonight. We thank God that the word fell on good ground. If you would like to get it, hallelujah, on good ground, we are grateful for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you'd like to get in contact with us, hallelujah, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Or you can address to Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. May God bless you and keep you, hallelujah, through this pandemic. Spend time with Him. Get in your prayer closet and seek His face for direction for each and every day. Have a safe, great night and week. God's willing, Jesus tarry. Hallelujah. We will be back on the air this Friday night at 6 o'clock. Pray for us, and we'll pray for you. God bless. Have a good night.